The young musicians studying with the New World Symphony in Miami are near the end of their three-year program. Now they face the daunting task of finding jobs. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following members of the symphony over the past year. In this third and final segment in his series, he reports on the challenge of leaving the New World Symphony's nurturing environment.
Classical music may be the only career where every time you want to apply for a job, you have to invest hundreds of dollars and months of preparation. That explains why New World Symphony violist Doyle Armbrust is willing to spend $500 to leave Miami in the middle of winter and go to Detroit, Michigan. The Detroit Symphony has an opening. It's Armbrust's first major audition. Detroit has sent him a list of orchestral excerpts and solo pieces. He could be asked to play any of them. Across the country, more than 100 violists are rehearsing the same music. Some of them have been playing professionally for years already. All are competing for just one position. In any given year, there may be only a few openings across the country for a specific musical instrument, so each audition is an important opportunity. And this is Armbrust's third and final year at New World, so for him, the stakes are even higher.
After you're gone from here, if you don't have a job, you could very well be waiting tables and trying to, you know, eke out an existence to be able to go take auditions.
The New World Symphony tries to lessen the pain of auditions for its fellows. The organization gives time off to travel, and New World offers audition training classes with guest coaches, such as Robert Vernon, principal violist at the Cleveland Orchestra.
We'll play three or four, and then we'll go back and talk a little bit.
Play them down, and then we'll go back.
Sure.
Vernon says landing a position in a major ensemble is not impossible. It just feels that way.
You know, there's a reason why mom and dad didn't want you to become a musician or an actor. You know, it's a very difficult business. I mean, any specialty type of business. Look at Major League Baseball. I mean, how many spots are there? Or football. I mean, you have people graduating from colleges who are great football players can't make it in the National Football League.
One of the frustrations about the audition process is that being a great musician doesn't necessarily make one a great auditioner. New World Symphony Artistic Director Michael Tilson Thomas says an audience affects a performance.
Making music is actually a two-way experience. The player plays in a way to excite and engage his listener, but also the attention of the listener energizes and engages the player.
In auditions, a big black screen often divides the musician and the judges. That's supposed to negate any potential racism, sexism, or other factors that could inappropriately affect the decision-making process. But Thomas says it also undermines the musician-audience rapport.
So there is no relationship between them, and there's a kind of clinical, rather threatening atmosphere about the experience.
Violist Doyle Armbrust says it's also a little strange to audition with orchestral excerpts when there's no orchestra.
Part of the problem with starting an excerpt is that you're starting out of nowhere and you don't have the benefit of there already being music there, and so I try to recreate that in my head.
So when he's rehearsing an excerpt from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, he tries to imagine this. Before launching into this. Armbrust knows he'll have about 10 minutes to make an impression on a panel of people who can't see him and who may have already heard dozens of violists playing the exact same music. Finally, his departure date arrives. The sun hasn't risen yet on the January morning Armbrust heads for the airport.
I feel good. I've had a good couple of days.
It's significantly colder in Detroit than it was in Miami, and the heating seems to be broken at the downtown hotel where Armbrust is staying. The building smells strongly of something rotten. The morning of the audition, Armbrust can see his breath. He calls it adversity training.
My hands are absolutely frozen because this hotel room is about 30 degrees right now.
Reporters are not allowed in the audition hall, but within an hour of his appointment, it's over.
Hey, sweetheart, it's me.
Armbrust calls his girlfriend in Miami to give her the news.
Yep. It was bizarre. I was completely calm and just like ready to completely rock it, and then I walked on stage, and the minute my bow went on the string, I kind of freaked out.
Armbrust did not advance to the second round. Later in the day, he joins another New World violist who was at the same audition. They commiserate over margaritas. Hillary Herndon says she's taken about 10 auditions for different orchestras across the country in the last few years. it can be disheartening.
I don't know. You know, you think you go to school and you go to these good conservatories and you get in, accepted on your first try going in, and you're in the studio you want to be in, and I don't know. You start to feel that you're doing well, and then it's a whole other ball game when you step into the audition world. It's very different.
Armbrust says he was shocked by how suddenly he developed an extreme case of nerves. Some musicians use prescription drugs called beta blockers to suppress the shakes and tension that nervousness can bring on. Armbrust took one before this audition. He says it was totally worthless.
And the beta blocker did absolutely nothing. It totally bombed. I mean, literally. No, the audition didn't bomb, but the beta blocker was not helpful at all.
And in the end, after dozens of people flew in from all over the country to try out for this position, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra chose no one. Stephen Molina is the orchestra's personnel manager.
It's horrible when we say we don't have a winner. It's absolutely horrible. You feel deflated. The committee members scratch their heads. And it's not what we want. We want to choose someone.
He says the DSO has a certain standard. And if nobody meets that standard, they just have to leave the position vacant until someone more qualified comes along. In the months since Detroit, Armbrust says it's been a dry season. He was on tour with New World during the only other viola audition that came up, but he has another trip planned at the end of this month to Chicago. There's a viola opening in the Grant Park Summer Orchestra, and Armbrust says this time he has a better idea of how he'll react when he steps behind that big black screen. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.
If you'd like to hear the other pieces in Ari's series, visit our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.